Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Bienvenidos a la Iglesia Bautista de Calvary to Calvary Baptist Church. We hope that you already are connecting to us either via our Facebook live stream or here in our Zoom room. It is good, as it always is, to be together today. If you're just remembering Spring Forward and you're scrambling this morning, that's all right. We will find you here soon enough, hopefully. As the sun is streaming in your own homes this morning and you're taking in this good light, I hope that you are feeling connected to God and to this good earth and to each other today. We will be holding much together today, as we do each week. Later, after this service, we'll be gathering to honor and remember the life of our dear Reverend Victor Tupitsa, longtime member and longtime pastor and advocate and justice seeker and believer in the good gospel of liberation in the world. So we will be honored to be holding space for his life today. We'll also, in a few moments in the service, take a moment of silence to remember all that this year has held. Y'all, a year. Today is March 14th, and I know for many of you it was about this day, maybe the day before, maybe the day after, maybe a few days before or after, that we all began the journey towards quarantine, towards lockdown, towards all that this year has held. And so we'll take a moment to remember that. As we continue to hold space during this series of Lent on not giving up, don't give up. Today, we will be remembering together what it means to not give up on justice and why we cannot, we must not give up on the good and beautiful work of justice in the world. So as we do, let's sing together what it means to lay down, to lay it all down, right? Down by the riverside, to study war no more, and again, to study the good reign of God in the world together. Let's sing.
Down by the riverside, I'm gonna study. I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside. Down by the riverside, down by the riverside, I'm gonna lay down my burdens. Down by the riverside, I'm gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more, ain't gonna study war no more, ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more, ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside. Down by the rivers, way, way down. Down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside. Ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. I'm gonna walk with that Prince of Peace down by the riverside. Down by the rivers, way, way down. Down by the riverside. I'm gonna walk with that Prince of Peace down by the riverside, ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more.
Good morning, Calvary. My name is Eva Powell, and I am your Deacon of the Week. Just want to welcome everyone to worship today and let you know that I am here for you this week. If you are just going crazy, if you're pandemicking by yourself and just need someone to talk to, give me a nudge and I'm glad to talk with you. My email is in the bulletin. Also, if you need someone to pray with you, I'm here for that as well, both for the good things and the bad things, all that we are dealing with now and all that we have lost, and with the ray of light at the end of the tunnel, with new light outside and with vaccines in our midst. Another note on vaccines, if you are seeking a vaccine and need information or need assistance with that, we can't claim to have any secret sauce that way, but we are here to help everyone in our community to get the vaccine if you want. So please reach out to me or to your pastors or to someone else if you are having trouble that way. So now if you'll join me in the call to worship, let's come together now. O God, this morning as we gather to worship you, we hear you say to us, through your word and through the courage and wisdom of those who've gone before us,
don't give up, beloved.
We hear the Apostle Paul, likely imprisoned by state power, say to us in Galatians, do not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up.
Don't give up, below.
During these days of confession and reflection, we will commit to not giving up on the things that matter most.
We will not give up on joy.
We will not give up on each other.
We will not give up on ourselves.
We will not give up on justice.
We will not give up on today.
And we will not give up on tomorrow.
Thank you for teaching us not to give up.
So join us now as we pass the peace of Christ. The peace of the Lord be with you.
So with you.
La paz del Señor sea contigo.
Y contigo también.
Let's pass the peace.
Make us one more.
As Pastor Maria said earlier at the beginning of the service, we want to have a time today where we can have a moment of silence and remember all that it is we are holding from this year, all that we have walked through, all that we hold close in our hearts. And so I invite you to just settle in wherever you are this morning to take a few deep breaths, maybe see if you can feel your breath go all the way from the tip top of your head to the edges of your fingers and the very ends of your toes, and settle in your spirit and let us reflect and remember together today. I'll offer a few things for us to focus our attention on, and then there'll be a moment of pause and silence for you to remember anything else that you are holding this day, and will close in prayer. Let us pray together. And let us remember all those who have died of COVID, more than 523,000. For Breonna Taylor and all Black lives who continue to be killed by the state. For the year of insurrection, misinformation, and the all of the white supremacy, the hold it has had on this country's imagination. For all the things we've struggled to bear this year, and all the time we have lost. For the separation, isolation, and anxiety we've carried as we've tried to stay healthy and survive. For a year apart from each other, physically as a faith community. For all the things that we have not named, but we hold close in our hearts and in our bodies, we offer now to you in this silence. Oh God, it has been a year. We struggle to find consolation in many ways, oh God. And one of the only places that we do is knowing that you are with us. You are in our midst. You are connecting us and knitting us together, even as we are far from one another physically. We thank you that as we have gathered and brought all of these things before you in our silence, in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits, and spread them out, that you know each and every one, that you are tending us, that you are even transforming us, O God. Help us to be changed, to be made new, to become more of what you imagined your beloved community to be. Thank you for letting us journey together. Thank you for not giving up on us. Thank you for helping us not give up on justice this day and in the days to come. Oh God, we give thanks for life together, and we pray all of these things in the way of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Now is the time in our worship where one of the ways that we can not give up on justice and not give up on each other is to continue to share what we have with the community and with the work that we have committed to together. So I invite you to go online to calvarydc.org/give and give as you are able.
Okay, soy Brian González y voy a leer la lectura de Isaías 52, 7 al 10. Cuán hermosos son sobre los montes de los pies del que trae alegres nuevas, del que anuncia la paz, del que trae nuevas del bien, del que publica salvación, del que dice a Sion, tu Dios reina. Voz de tus atalayas, alzarán la voz. Juntamente verán voces de júbilo, porque ojo a ojo verán que Jehová vuelve a traer a Sion. Cantad alabanzas, alegraos juntamente, soledades de Jerusalén, porque Jehová ha consolado a su pueblo, a Jerusalén ha redimido. Jehová desnudó su santo brazo ante los ojos de todas las naciones, y todos los confines de la tierra verán la salvación del Dios nuestro.
We continue to give thanks for the musical reflections that Rhea has offered us over the course of this series. And so I invite you to take a moment and keep breathing and receive this reflection on justice.
Hold on.
How beautiful are the feet of the messengers who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who proclaim liberation, who are in it for the long haul, who've been in it for the long haul. How beautiful are the feet of the messengers. Who have been your messengers this year? Who have been your long haul messengers this year? Who have been the voices calling you in to the deep and good and holy work of justice in the world? In a few moments, we'll celebrate one of those messengers in our midst, Reverend Victor Tupitsa, a saint of God who believed deeply in the work of justice. In one of Victor's many Facebook posts, simply entitled Justice, Victor quotes Psalm 58 and says, "The psalmist David spares no sensitivities, declaring, 'Do you rulers know the meaning of the word? Do you judge people fairly? No, all your dealings are crooked.'" People in Isaiah must have felt this way too. They must have been looking around at the people who had captured and enslaved them in Babylon, wondering, does anyone here even know the meaning of the word? How do we not give up on justice when too many people with too much power do not even know the meaning of the word? When private prisons keep racking in dollars and COVID numbers disproportionately affect Black and Latinx lives, and the fight for 15 somehow continues, and we remember with unspeakable sadness that Breonna Taylor was murdered by state power a year ago yesterday. How do we not give up on justice? Okay, I promise I'm not trying to be too sappy or pull your heartstrings today, but I sincerely believe that we cannot give up on justice because justice is too beautiful to ever give up on. You know how we say something like, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings? I believe that every time justice happens in this world, God, the God we say we love and worship, that God comes to life. The divine celebrates as though she were at a wedding feast. So today, I want us to try something. We've been closing our eyes several times this morning. Let's do it again. If that works for you, I want you to close your eyes or posture yourself however is meaningful for you. And I want you to imagine the most beautiful landscape you've ever seen. What is your Eden? What is your Eden? What images, sounds, colors, textures, smells emerge for you? Perhaps we all need to get to imagine an Eden right now. So I want you to imagine that you are really there, that you are fully alive there, that you are fully awake there, that you are fully connected there, that you are joyful. I believe that what you are seeing right now with your mind's eye, what you are imagining in this moment, is what justice looks like to God. that every time an act of justice springs forth from the earth, God sings, that every time an act of justice juts its way through the concrete of oppression, God shouts, that every time an act of justice blooms like the start of spring, God basks. Open your eyes whenever you're ready, or keep them closed and keep imagining. Every time someone is released from the prison industrial complex, I want you to imagine closing your eyes, and I want you to picture that landscape. Now you are seeing what God sees. Every time someone who is differently abled has access to healthcare, close your eyes and picture those colors and hear those sounds. Now you are hearing what God hears. Every time someone at the border is offered dignity and care and doesn't have to endure ankle bracelets and checkpoints, but simply hears bienvenidos, you are experiencing the beauty that awakens and enlivens our God. Every time weapons are turned to plowshares, God dances. Every time a policy seeks to repair, actually repair historic injustices, God claps. Every time another institution built by a malevolent architecture of greed is dismantled, God leaps. I believe that that feeling you get when you are surrounded by your Eden. That's the feeling that our God gets when injustices are righted, when stolen wealth and stolen land is returned, when systems of oppression have no place left to stand because the body politic refuses to let them. Don't give up on justice, because if you do, then how will you ever hear God sing? How will you ever see God dance? How will you ever be lost inside God's sacred embrace? Don't give up on justice, beloved, because God wants you. God longs for you. God believes that you can see the world the way that she sees it. Rhea said it something like this: when I was young, I thought that heaven was an endpoint. When I was young, I thought that heaven, Eden, was an endpoint. And nothing mattered in this life until your death. But now that I've tasted and seen great imagination, I think that heaven looks more like our liberation. Don't give up on justice. Amen. So today we also have the special gift, as we've been getting to hear sounds from our sacred space. David Simmons offers us this gift today. You can read a little bit more about it in your bulletin as we reflect together on this hymn and postlude.
Thank you, David. Thank you, all of our participants, Pastor Maria, Brian, Eva, for leading us in worship this morning. As we go this day, hear again these words from the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messengers who announce peace, who bring good news, who announce salvation, who announce liberation. Beloved ones, may we also be one. May we be feet of the messengers. May we announce peace. May we bring good news and announce salvation, liberation this week. Go with the love of God. Go in peace, beloved ones. Go bringing good news.